I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 14. I'll read verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, because John said unto him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' And Mark tells us, therefore, Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. Herodias could not kill John because Herod wouldn't allow it, because he feared the people, because they knew that he was a prophet. No sooner had John finished, iron chains were thrown about his waist, and guards were dragging him from the court to throw him into the prison. For months, John was kept in that dark dungeon. The preacher was in prison, but his words were not. They would echo in the conscience long after the voice had been silenced. But Herodias bid her time. She watched for the proper opportunity to carry out her murderous designs on the prophet. Finally, it came. Herod's birthday. With all the cunning and malice that a clever woman can muster, she laid out her plot. So desperate was she to accomplish this murderous deed that she was willing to disgrace her own daughter by having her go in and put on a sensual dance before a group of drunken men. It worked. Herod, drunk and passionate, promised with an oath that whatever she would ask, he would give her. And the daughter, being before instructed of his mother, asked for the head of John the Baptist on a charger. This saddened the king, but he had made an oath in front of all of his guests. Therefore, for the sake of that oath he made before the guests, he sent executioners to cut the head off of John the Baptist. John stayed in that prison a long time before his execution. Some have said that maybe it was the prison and the time spent in solitude that caused John the Baptist to wonder out loud if Jesus was the Messiah, or should he look for another. Therefore, he called his disciples to go and inquire. But there could be another reason that John the Baptist inquired whether Jesus was the Messiah or not. If you remember, when John was preaching, he told the group of Pharisees that came to him to be baptized, he said, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit fit for repentance. The axe is laid upon the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." This is what John the Baptist said about Jesus. As John looked at the ministry of Jesus and the things he heard, it appeared to John that Jesus didn't go out swinging an axe and cutting down trees, purging the floor, burning up the chaff. It appeared to John that Jesus was a meek and mild Nazarene, healing the sick, healing broken hearts, mending lives, and casting out devils, and healing the blind. It appeared that Jesus was doing the opposite of what John thought he ought to be doing. In fact, he was actually inviting people who labored and were heavy laden to come to him, and he would give them rest. Not only that, but he was forgiving the sins of some of the most wicked people in the nation. How can this be? How could I have been so wrong in my expectations? I believe that John began to wonder. I believe that John decided, I'm going to send my disciples and get a confirmation on what I've been preaching.
All hail King Jesus.
If these five-minute lessons have been a blessing to you, send me an email and tell me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.